Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm sure many of you already know this, but the cell phone that you have silenced in your pocket or purse right now has greater computing power than all of the computers that NASA used to get the Apollo missions to the moon. It's amazing. That technology has continued to grow exponentially, and who knows where it'll be in another 10 years. And I think the average high school student's brain has kind of followed along. Their ability to grasp that technology and use it and work with it, we all know, is so much better than most of us. Well, my addled mind is much more like old magnetic computer tape than it is modern technology. And because of that, I have a very limited amount of storage space. And names, oftentimes, if I haven't seen somebody in a period of time, get kind of pushed out, copied over. But the weird thing about being a priest is no matter where you've been, you could have went into a parish for one weekend 30 years ago, people are going to think you remember them. And not that long ago, I was at something at the cathedral, and a person came up to me from St. Stephen's Parish in Saginaw. And they said, "Hey, Father, you remember me, don't you?" I was there as a deacon in early 1994 for 4 months. And it was a pretty big, and still is a pretty big, parish. So as politely as I could, I'm sorry, but I don't. But we all know that the way we remember people best is when someone introduces them to us. "This is my best friend. This is my son. This is my daughter. This is my husband. This is my wife. This is my neighbor, so-and-so." Makes it a little easier to make those mental connections and hold on to them. My personal favorite, one that is truly rooted in profound truth, is when a husband will introduce his wife as his better half. He's usually always right about that. But in the gospel, we have a voice from heaven introducing Jesus to us in the very beginnings of his public ministry. "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." Well, how would God introduce you? That's a question worth asking. And I'll give you the answer in just a few minutes. But I've often wondered that, how would God introduce me? And at first, I got really scared. Because God is the only one that knows absolutely everything about me. God knows when I've been virtuous and generous when I've been good, when I've modeled the love of his son. But God also knows when I've been bad, when I've continued to stumble in sin, when I've been mired in selfishness, when I've been mean. God knows that. So it was really kind of troubling to think about. But then I realized something that we all know about God. God's love, we say it all the time, is unconditional. But we don't often think of what that really means. It means that God's love isn't dependent upon how likable we are, or how good we are, or how mistake-free we live our lives. The love is always there. So my guess is, and here's your answer, what does God say when he introduces you? This is my beloved son, this is my beloved daughter, with whom I am well pleased, most of the time. But the love never leaves. My beloved will always be the first part of the answer, beyond any shadow of a doubt. And our response back should be the same way we respond to our parents. We want them to be proud of us. We want them to be pleased with us. So we try our best. It doesn't mean we don't screw up. We try our best. That's what God asks of us, try our best, knowing that we're going to fail, sometimes more often than we succeed, but never, ever stopping his love for us. You are truly his beloved son or daughter, and he's well pleased.